Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 3.25 cents at 550 and a quarter, March wheat down 3 cents at 660, and March beans down 4.5 cents at 1365 and a half. There were no export sales to China this morning, but we did sell 126 corn to Mexico, 110 corn to Japan, 133 meal to the Philippines. The beans were about, they broke about 20 cents off their highs. The wheat about 10, 11 off its highs. The corn, better part of a nickel off its highs. We got up to that resistance at 555 and three quarters. Silver is up almost $3 an ounce here. Looks like the Reddit boys weren't happy with just the GameStop. Now they're going after the shorts of the silver. I don't think they're going to be nearly as successful there, but who knows? Bitcoin's down 1,200 a coin, but I don't see anything else major out here, really. We're looking for rains in Argentina, which should be helpful to their bean crop. Rains in Brazil, which they don't need, but it looks like starting Wednesday, the next 6 to 10 days look a lot drier, so hopefully they'll be able to get some work done there. The trucker strike in Brazil does start today. So we'll see if there's any movement on that once the strike starts, see who participates and who doesn't. We're looking for a big crush number this afternoon, 193 million bushels. That's a big number, record number. That could be supportive. Plus, we have the export inspections, which everybody is expecting them to be pretty strong at 10 o'clock here this morning. So, you know, we've got this volatility. I don't see Reddit coming for any grains out here. Everybody's long already. Would they try to short sell it? I don't think so. But at any rate, we've got silver up almost $3 an ounce, as I said. Maybe they want to buy some grain. Who knows? But I doubt it. I really don't see that as a major impact out here. But the whole world of volatility, the Dow Jones was down about 300 points overnight. It came back. It rallied 600 off its lows. It's currently up 210, about 100 off its highs now, 70 off its highs. So volatility continues to be extreme out here, and I think that's going to continue at least through maybe the whole month out here. We'll see what happens. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.